Joshua chapter 3. If you have a Bible there, why don't you turn to it? Joshua chapter 3, one of my favourite books in the Bible. Well, I have lots of favourite books. Do you know, as Annette and I have been praying and asking God, what is it that we need for 2022? God, what is it that you want to say to us? Most years, as I have prayed, as we have prayed and asked God, give us a word. Do you know, there has been one word that God has given us, resilience or just renewal or whatever it is. This year, as I prayed and asked God, what is it that you want to say to us as we step into 2022? And all I could hear was, it's time. It's time. Stephen, it's time. The time is now. The time has come to cross over, to start stepping into all that God would have for us. To come out of the place that we are in and to step into our destiny. I've entitled this message, Stepping In to Your Destiny. Do you know God has a purpose for your life? Do you believe that? Do you really believe that? God has a purpose for your life. God has a destiny for your life. And your purpose and your destiny will be different. Will be different from each other's. He has something, I believe, specific for each life. And it's variety. It is so varied in what that could be. I believe this church has a purpose for this city of Dundee. We have entitled our slogan, if you want to call that, our motto, Dundee Elam Church, Discover Your Purpose. Because as we discover our purpose, we can move into all that God has for us and wants to do in us and through us. My prayer is that we will discover our purpose this year, that we will step into all that God has for us. It's time. Time. Even in the time when you want to call time out, God is saying it is your time to rise up and move into all that he would have for you. Do you know, we are, the truth is, time conscious. We set the alarm, hopefully this morning, ours was set for 7 o'clock to get up. And when that alarm goes off, I'm thinking, oh, I've not fell asleep yet, God. We have a time that we go to work. We have a time when the church starts. We are just time conscious. How many of us have said and are still saying, I don't have time? Stephen, I don't have time. Where has the time gone? If I just had more time. If I just have more time. The time that I am speaking about over the next few weeks is Kairos time. Kairos is used more times in the Bible or in the New Testament than Chronos. Chronological, is time, days, minutes, seconds, months, our calendars. It is Chronos. But Kairos is what the Bible uses, used 86 times in the New Testament, referring to a time of opportunity, a moment or a season, just like this is harvest season. Jesus himself says, my time has not yet come. Do you know, when they wanted to make him king, do you know, they couldn't kill Jesus before his time. There was a time when Jesus was born. We've just celebrated Christmas. There was a time, an opportune time, a time in that season when Jesus was to be born. And God has, I believe, a Kairos time for each of our lives, an opportune time And I am believing it this year, you are going to hear that it is your time. This is your time. Do I hear an amen? Is anyone with me? Do you know, Romans 13 talks about it's high time. It's high time to wake up. That is what Romans tells us. And over the next few weeks, as I said, I'm going to be speaking about time, times. I'm going to be leading towards just a series that I'm going to be doing and I'm praying through in Esther. Do you know, Esther was raised for such a time as she was in. And I believe for our lives, for this church, for the churches, that God is raising us up for such a time as this. And yes, we have had a pandemic. We are going through a pandemic. People are discouraged, disappointed. People are dealing with mental health issues. But I believe the time is now for the church to rise up as we step into 2022, that we can step into all that God would have for us. I believe in these times there's been a preparation in the spiritual realm. God has been preparing us. And you know, one of the things I believe that God has been doing is stripping back everything that man has added to the Christian life, the religion and the rules and regulations. You know, even the things that we build in to try and attract people, to try and make our services more entertaining because we want to keep the people. And God is stripping back because the thing that changes people's lives, the one thing that attracts people, is the presence of God, is an encounter with God. And Annette and I's prayer is that we would encounter the presence and power of God in our lives and in this place. You know, I remember the time God says, Stephen, it's not about your PowerPoint, it's about my presence. And I had a great PowerPoint. Do you know, it's about his presence. I sense, I believe, not just in this church, but in the Christian realm, that many people have settled. They're settling for less than what God has for them, settling for less than his best. Some people have turned their back on God. They have been hurt or whatever circumstances, and they have thought, I've had enough of this. I was better off in the world, which is a lie. It's better off. There's more fun in the world. And many people, I believe, have turned back. Some are just drifting. Do you know, the spend time with God here and there, but just really their life just seems to be wandering aimlessly just through life, hoping that something will change, hoping that something will turn up. Some are fearful. Do you know, fear has gripped people. Do you know, COVID and Omicron and Delta, all these words, the news and the media, are just causing people just to be fearful. And my question is, where is God in all of this? Where is God? Is God aloof? Is God in self-isolation? He is not. He is there working and moving and working on our behalf, I believe. And he is, I believe, setting the stage for the church to rise up and step into all that, and I believe that we are going to see a harvest of people coming to God because they have put their trust in our world. They have put their trust in finances. They have put their trust in politicians. We need to pray for our politicians, but they are not the ones that are going to bring the things that God wants to bring into our lives. Joshua chapter 1, Joshua has called, he has taken over now from Moses. Just imagine that. Moses now has gone, Joshua, it's your turn to lead the people of Israel. Just put yourself in Joshua's shoes. All these people, with all their opinions, with all their opinions about which way to go, where we want to go. And Joshua is now, this is his now time to lead the people. And it's no wonder that God says, Joshua, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Church, I believe if we are going to see all that God would have for our lives, if we are going to navigate 2022, we have to be strong and we have to be courageous. We have to. As I said last year, do you know, remember when I went down to the Billy Graham, well, Billy Graham wasn't there, it was his, the Graham Foundation, down looking for a word because we're just looking at how do we share the gospel to our world, our cities, our communities. And I was down there looking for just a word that I was going to bring back and say, this is it, church, we're going for it. And the only thing that I came back with was God saying to me, Stephen, be braver. Be braver. Be braver. Joshua had to be braver. He needed strength. He needed courage. And he had a confidence in his God. And so, chapter 1, be strong and courageous. I will be with you. Lead the people. And here, as we enter into chapter 3, the people of Israel are now at the water's edge of the Jordan River, ready to cross over to all the promises, the promised land that God was leading them into. Read some of it. Many verses, 17. In fact, I'll read all of it. Early the next morning, Joshua and all the Israelites left Acacia Grove and arrived at the banks of the Jordan River where they camped before crossing. 3 days later, the Israelite officers went through the camp, giving these instructions to the people. When you see the Levitical priest carrying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, move out from your positions and follow them. Since you have never traveled this way before, they will guide you. Stay about a half mile behind them, keeping a clear distance between you and the ark. Make sure you don't come any closer. Then Joshua told the people, purify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do great and wonders among you. In the morning, Joshua said to the priests, lift up the ark of the covenant and lead the people across the river. And they started out and went ahead of the people. The Lord told Joshua, today I will begin to make you a great leader in the eyes of all the Israelites. They will know that I am with you as I was with Moses. Give this command. The priests who carry the Ark of the Covenant, when you reach the banks of the Jordan River, take a few steps into the river and stop there. So Joshua told the Israelites, come and listen to what the Lord your God says. Today you will know the living God is among you. He will surely drive out, and then he names all the enemies that they were going to drive out. Look at the covenant. Look at Luke, the Ark of the Covenant, which belongs to the Lord of the whole earth, will lead you across the Jordan River. Choose 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one from each tribe. The priests will carry the Ark of the Lord of all the earth. As soon as their feet touch the water, the flow of water will be cut off upstream, and the river will stand up like a wall. So the people left their camp to cross the Jordan River, and the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. It was the harvest season, and the Jordan River was overflowing its banks. But as soon as the feet of the priests who were carrying the Ark touched the water at the river's edge, the waters above that point began backing up a great distance away, at a town called Adam, which is near Zerithan. And the waters below that point flowed onto the Dead Sea until the riverbed was dry. Then all the people crossed near the town of Jericho. Do you know, imagine the sight. You know, if we are going to step into our destiny, to step into the things that God would have for us, it's going to take some things. It's going to take the things that Joshua encouraged the people with. What are they? Well, Joshua told them to keep their eyes fixed on God, to keep looking at the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark that was being carried. When you see the Levitical priest carrying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, your God, move out from your position and follow them. Keep your eyes. Keep your eyes fixed on that Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant was a sign of God's presence. Do you know, within it was the Ten Commandments, God's laws. Do you know, in it was a jar with manna that had been collected, which talks about God's provision. Everything they needed was contained in the presence of God. The Ark was in front of them, leading them. God promised Moses, my presence will be with you. And it was the same promise with Joshua, my presence will be with you. And it's God's same promise to us today, my presence is with you. One of the things is that I looked at, it says move out from your position and follow. I just had a thought, and a question to ask you. What is your current position? Do you know, you might be in a place of fear. You might be in a place of uncertainty. You might be in a place where of doubt. Well, I don't know which way to go. I believe God is stirring you, that God is going to be stirring people to move out from that place and follow him. Do you know, many people, I believe, are sensing a call of God on their life. Do you know, change is going to be coming, and I believe God is saying it's time. It's time to step out. What is your current position? Comfortable? Unsure? Fearful? Disappointed? Feel far away? One of the detrimental positions that we can have in our life is being comfortable. Is being comfortable. Do you know, as Annette and I were very comfortable in Glasgow Elam Church. Do you know, we were serving, we were well liked, we were loved. But God started to stir, and we started to just sense that there was a change coming. And God had asked us to come. Or when we came for an interview, God was saying, I'm bringing you to Dundee. That was, I'm telling you, uncomfortable. That was uncomfortable. And being comfortable, being secure in our own things can sometimes be detrimental to what God wants to do in our life. Move out and follow the Lord. The second thing Joshua says was consecrate yourself. Consecrate yourself. Dedicate yourself. Devote yourself. Set yourself apart unto God. Because God was going to do wonders amongst them. And I believe there is a call. If we are going to see our lives receive and get all that God would have for us, we have to consecrate our life. We have to make a choice. We have to make a decision. God, I am all in. God, I'm all in. Now, that is not as easy as what is coming from the lips of my mouth. I am all in. That is a hard place to be. Because God will test you on that. Walking in purity, holiness, living in obedience to his word, allowing the Holy Spirit access to our lives, yielding to him, obeying his words, consecrating ourselves. Purify yourselves, Joshua says, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders amongst you. Next week, I'm going to be speaking about times of refreshing. I believe there is a word on the church that times of refreshing are coming, but there are things that we have to do in our life to align our lives, to see those refreshing times come to our own lives and to our churches. Times of refreshing. You know, stepping into all that God would have for us. I believe we have to align our lives with God's word, with his world, his kingdom. Do you know the truth? Sad to say, is that we tend to try and fit God into our lives, into our world, into our time. We tend to try and do that. My time, God, my way, for my benefit. But God doesn't operate that way. And if we are going to see our lives just be more blessed, if we are going to see God do more in our lives, it's going to take a shift. It's going to take a shift in our lives. Third and final thing. Say final. Final thing, promise. Step out. Joshua told the Levitical priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant that they were to step out. To step out. In the morning, Joshua, in verse 6, Joshua said to the priests, lift up the Ark of the Covenant and lead the people across the river. And so they started out and went ahead of the people. Verse 8, give this command to the priests who carry the Ark of the Covenant. When you reach the banks of the Jordan River, take a few steps into the river and stop. And it so happened that the Jordan was overflowing its banks. Why couldn't God have made it a time in the summer or whenever when it was 2 feet deep? In verses 16 to 17, it was the harvest season and Jordan was overflowing its banks. But as soon as the feet of the priests who were carrying the ark touched the water at the river's edge, the waters above that point began backing up. The waters stopped and a path was made for the people to cross through. As soon as they stepped into the water, something happened. Do you know, I'm sure they would have wanted it the same way as Moses had done. He stood and held up his arm with a rod in his arm and the breath of God, it says, came. A blast of God's nostrils. That is what the scripture describes it as. And caused a wind to come. And caused the waves to stand up. And they stood and they watched the waters left and right, hither and zither, as one version says. And a path was made. Do you know why didn't God just do it that way again? But he was asking them to step in to the water. Because he was doing it a different way. He was doing it a different way. Do you know the people of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, they followed the clouds and the fire of God. That was what directed them. Whenever the cloud moved, the people moved. Whenever the fire moved, the people moved. But here, there was no longer the supernatural. There was four men carrying a box, the Ark of the Covenant, and ordinary, well, what we think, ordinary men, priests carrying a box. And Joshua was saying, keep your eye on that box, which symbolized the presence of God. Really, it was a supernatural box. It was God's presence. It was the mercy seat. Do you know, look at our lives. Do you know, ordinary men, do you feel ordinary? But let me tell you, living within you is the presence of God. You are a carrier of his presence. We are to be a kingdom of priests. And I believe for the church, we have to set the way. Carrying the presence of God, stepping first into those troubled waters of society, of our communities, of people's lives, and bringing the presence of God into their situations. God will make a way. God will make a way. You know, for some, you may feel stuck between a rock and a hard place. No way forward, no way back. But I believe this year, as you take that step of faith, that something is going to open up. You're praying that God would open it up first and then you will step into it. But there's a step of faith needs to come. Unless we step out and get our feet wet, I don't think we will be likely to see all that God would have for us. It's a step of faith. Will God bless us if we don't take any steps? Yes, the blessing of God is on his people. Will God love us? Of course he will. But what I am suggesting, what I am saying is there is more. There is more. There is more for you. And it's yours if you want it. But it's going to take a step of faith. It's going to have to keep be in a place where we keep our eyes fixed on God. It's in a place where we consecrate our lives and say, God, I am all in. God, would you help me to be all in? Because I know what I'm like. First sign of trouble, and I'm off. But God knows what we can bear, what we can handle. And he has promised to be with us, to consecrate ourselves, and to take steps of faith. So, in closing, as we finish, as I get ready to pray, I suppose the challenge that we all face is, do we continue wandering aimlessly, hoping that something will change? Do we just carry on doing what we are doing? Or is there something in us that is stirring where we will take that step of faith and say, God, I want more. I want more. Do you know, as pastors of this church, we want more of God. We want more of God. We want his presence because it's his presence that changes people's lives. Do you know, our response, this is someone has suggested, our response to God's word determines our goals. Our goals determine our choices. Our choices determine our character. Our character determines our priorities. And our priorities determine our destinies. There's a thought. And the final words to Paul from Philippians. I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it. Really what he was saying, I'm not there. I'm not there yet. Are we there yet? No, we're not there yet. But. I focus on this one thing. Here's one thing. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Let all who are spiritually mature agree on these things. If you disagree on some point, I believe God will make it plain to you. I think Paul is actually saying, and if you disagree with me, God will tell you what I'm telling you. He will make it plain to you. But we must hold on to the progress we have already made. So forgetting what is behind. Will we ever forget the pandemic? No. But we can make a choice that we will not let the past hold us back from looking forward and pressing into all that God would have for us. As we close, the thing I want you to take away with you today is, what change do you need to make to follow God? What areas of your life do you need to realign to God's word? And what steps of faith is God asking you to make? Let's stand. I'm going to ask the band if they'll come back. If you're comfortable with this, why don't you put out your hands? Again, just be in a posture of just allowing God just to come and speak to you. I've said a lot, but what one thing is it that you need to take away with you today? Just for a few moments, let's just allow the Holy Spirit just to come and speak to us. Yeah, come, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, thank you for your word to us today. I thank you, Father, that you have so much more for us, Lord, in our own lives, Lord, and in our church. There is more. Father, I am asking that you would stir up a hunger for more in our lives. Would you stir us, Father? Thank you that you have a purpose, that you have a destiny for every one of our lives. Yes, we are destined for heaven. We are destined to spend eternity with Jesus. Father, today would you help us look forward. Lord, not just looking back, not just looking at our present circumstances, that we will look forward with hope. That we will look forward in this year with hope and expectation and trust in you. And Lord, that this year would be a year of decisions about our destiny, about your purposes for our life. And Holy Spirit, I ask as we just close with this worship song, that you would just come and speak to us. I ask in Jesus' name. I ask in Jesus' name. Well, bless you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you guys for joining us online. I'm going to close with our final song. There's a table at the back there. You'll see a box that is for our offerings, our tithes, if you're wanting to give to God. There's also some booklets, there's key rings there, whatever's on that table. Feel free just to take some. One last thing, as we worship and sing this closing song, maybe you need to do something in your life about stepping into your destiny. And it may mean that you just maybe even step into the aisle and just take a step forward. And in your heart, you're saying, Jesus, I'm taking a step because I know I need to. It could be in the row that you're in. But just maybe just taking that step, acting that out in your home, would you do that? Stand up and just take that step. And so Father, bless us as we close with our final song. Amen.